This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I suggested we start reading the Gospel of Matthew as a change of pace from the Old Testament reading we've done so far this year. I hope you've started reading Matthew. It isn't like it used to be for kings. Today, few of them really reign with authority. Most are just government figureheads rather than functioning heads. Jesus Christ, the King, has the authority to reign in his kingdom. He demands submission and obedience of his subjects. As you read Matthew, you'll discover the laws of his kingdom. The glorious miracles he performed confirm his claim to sovereignty. As king, he stands as the final judge of the good and the bad. He is answerable to no one. He stands above all and has authority over all, both material and spiritual. As king, he invites us to become his loyal subjects. The only requirements for citizenship are that we come to him as we are and subject ourselves to his rule. He will provide for our every need and enlist us in the great task of representing him to the whole world. The late Dr. A.W. Tozier likened Christ's present position in the church to that of a king in a limited constitutional monarchy. He deserves better than that. Let's initiate a change by acclaiming him our undisputed king above us. Keep this perspective in mind as you prayerfully read Matthew's gospel. Then ask God to make what you discover about Jesus Christ and the relationship he desires to have with us a living reality in your own heart and life.